Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders for Episode 5, Silver Chariot. I'm Jero, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And we got a fight episode of JoJo to talk about. Big battle between Muhammad and his stand, Magicians Red, versus the JPP's, Jean-Pierre Polnareff's, Silver Chariot. Now, the restaurant is too small of a place to be fighting and using fire and stuff, so JPP allows them to go to a place that's a little more open where Muhammad can fight more freely. And forgive me for not remembering the exact name of the location, but it is a specific place in Hong Kong. And actually, Kyokai on Twitter was mentioning that she had just seen it about a week or so ago, so that must have been pretty interesting for her, having just been there and seeing something that was in an actual episode of anime.
Yeah, that's something I think most of us like want to do one day. Like, oh, all locations of, you know, certain shows are actually based on real locations.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting seeing it, pictures of it, you know. I know a couple of people that I talked to, Aeroblip, he went to Japan recently with, I think, Min was there. Mm-hmm. He visited him, and they got to see a bunch of, like, anime studios and, you know, locations of some shows, but mm-hmm. Kind of interesting. I'm like, wow, I would love to do that one day.
Yeah, I really liked when I was blogging Mawaru Penguin Drum, that there were so many pictures and comparisons of buildings and stuff that they drew from in the anime. That was pretty cool. Sort of episodes like Kyoso Giga 5.5, mm-hmm. and I don't know if 10.5 did it, but they're kind of boring to watch in video. They're just more interesting to look at in pictures so that you can see those really quick side-by-side comparisons.
Yeah.
For the fight with JoJo, pretty up-and-down fight. JPP sort of had control for the most part, as you would expect. Being able to cut through fire is his big thing, so that's a problem for Muhammad. But as the fight went along, Muhammad found a way to attack him by using a statue that JPP had just carved with Silver Chariot, and then using that as a decoy to attack him. And then as the battle goes along, we find out that he really only damaged Silver Chariot's armor, and that allows him to sort of go all out. But now the fire is really going to burn JPP if, you know, he gets burned, which is what happens with Crossfire Hurricane and using some tricks with that. And then Muhammad comes out on top.
Yeah, I'd say Muhammad's really a kind of a tricky fighter. You know, mm-hmm. you don't really expect much for him. And for me, I was like, well, he's a, in my opinion, he's like a ranged character. So he's like, mm-hmm. he can't really take a hit. You can't, you know, run in there like JoJo would do and just use his fist. He actually has to stay back and kind of play his opponent out. Almost like a, you know, bait him out just to see what he's going to do. And the Crossfire Hurricane, that was kind of cool.
Stardust Crusaders should be an RPG game instead of fighting game.
It definitely looks like it would be, especially Crusaders, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of tactics involved. And that.
And the whole tarot card reading and the specific classifications of those stands, mm-hmm. that's really interesting. Or I could just play Persona 4. So JPP loses the battle. He's sitting there burning and dying, and Muhammad gives him a knife, saying, you know, you might want to just kill yourself with this knife instead of suffering through being burned. And a gentleman through and through doesn't take the knife and attacks Muhammad, because as we remember from episode 1, probably wouldn't have worked anyway. But Muhammad sees that he's a gentleman through and through, clears him of the fire, and sort of lets him go. And then that's when JPP comes back later and says, hey, do you have another right arm to Joseph? And then Joseph's like, whoa, just look at it. And then there's this whole story about how Jean-Pierre met Dio and how he got involved with him, and how a story about two girls, one of them, I believe it was the daughter, right?
Yeah, that's sister.
Sister, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Where the sister died and another girl saw it, and it was by this man with two right arms, and that's who JPP is looking for. And so he decides that to be persistent about wanting to join these guys in their trip to Egypt.
Right, because he remembers that Dio, you know, was kind of giving him not a promise, he didn't really say, but I think he's going to help him search for the man with two right arms. And yeah, like you said, Jean-Pierre kind of jumps on that, like, okay, those guys are going to see Dio. I might as well just tag along. And, you know, obviously the hints have been there since episode one with the opening, you know, with the him eventually joining the team. So now that the team's fully assembled, we can finally, I guess, focus on new things you haven't seen before. So maybe we see some, I know there's new characters coming up that they have to fight. But
yeah. And yeah. And so as we found out with Kakyoin, if you get beat up by the JoJo gang, you get a free trip to Egypt.
Right.
I have to credit at Baka Raptor on Twitter for that. That was really a funny tweet by him. But let me see, there was some other things in the episode about the two girls that came up and wanted to get their picture. They were all like, oh my god, JoJo, he's so hot and stuff. But he was like, god, this is so annoying.
Right.
And then JPP takes the picture for him, and he's all like, saying stuff is like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I've seen a manga shot of him. The manga wasn't really a spoiler, but he's more of a, I think, a very perverted character later on. And this one shot, he's like talking about, want to see some girls' panties. And I'm like, he's probably going to be the pervert of the group. I mean, that's what I could see.
Yeah, he is definitely the most comic relief character of them all.
Yeah.
Although he's not very over the top.
Right, yeah.
Which is okay. I think either way, I think it would have worked in JoJo. But I think
and that one pose by the boat was hilarious. He's like, the way he's like leaning, the camera's like all the way to the ground. Like, it's like Shaft Extreme right there.
I was like, Michael Jackson would have been proud of that.
Right, that leans, like
how far he was leaning in.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's a JoJo pose. It's always fun to see those. Alright, so that's episode 5, and it was a pretty good fight. I kind of like these fights where Jotaro, right now at least, is kind of just standing off to the side, letting some others get involved. Seeing Muhammad come in and do his thing was really cool. I like JPP. I think he's going to be a nice addition to the cast and provide comic relief that Right now only Joseph is brought. And that was another thing from this episode that was really funny, when the tentacles started coming out and how girly scared Joseph looked when they were out.
Right. If you've seen the part two, he's had his, you know, deal with tentacles and things going into him he didn't really like. So it's like kind of creepy, yeah, I could imagine. But his scream just, I know this isn't Sugata voicing him, but the voice actor for him right now, he's doing pretty good with that. I mean,
yeah,
it's not the same, but I mean, I still think it's the same for me. It feels the same anyway. But yeah, like you said, everyone has shown off their fighting skills, and I'm kind of hoping down the line we get Joseph to see what he can do. Maybe he can bring back the ripple one last time before, you know, the big fight with, you know, Jotaro versus Dio. But
yeah,
I'm hoping that we see.
That'll be interesting to see. So that's been our talk for episode 5. Thanks for listening. For Fosh, I'm J-Ro. We will see you next week.